CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 7th of April, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at RemioSierraGolfBravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB 2024 AGM is approaching. Don't forget about the RSGB's new Join a Friend referral scheme. The next Tonight at 8 webinar is taking place tomorrow, the 8th of April. Are you an RSGB member? Have you voted on the AGM resolutions? The deadline for voting is 9 a.m. on Thursday, the 11th of April. Online voting is available 24 hours a day, so make use of your vote before then. Registration for asking a question live via Zoom has now closed, but there is still time to submit a written question in advance. This is the only way for members to ask a question during the formal part of the meeting. Join the later Q&A sessions. Written questions will be answered before any asked via YouTube live chat. The AGM itself includes the results of the voting, the Honorary Treasurer's report, a video review of the year by the RSGB President, as well as announcements of trophies and construction competition winners. There will also be a presentation by Ofcom Group Director, Spectrum, David Willis, who will talk about making amateur radio licensing fit for the future. After this presentation, there will be a live Q&A session on the new license conditions with four senior RSGB representatives. Be part of this important annual event and take the opportunity to ask questions of the board and about the licensing conditions. The RSGB AGM will take place at 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 13th of April, on YouTube. Be part of it. Find out more on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/alpha-golf-mic. Don't forget that the RSGB has launched a new opportunity to get even more out of your RSGB membership. If you recommend a friend who hasn't been an RSGB member during the last 12 months, you will both receive £10 cash back when they become a member paying by direct debit. Whether you're an individual RSGB member or an affiliated club, you can sign up as many friends as you like. Membership of the RSGB gives you a range of fantastic benefits, so why not encourage others to join? Members have access to RADCOM, exclusive online resources, RSGB award schemes and contests, as well as advice from the societies, specialist committees. The RSGB's representation to Ofcom and its ability to defend the spectrum nationally and internationally is more powerful through strength in numbers. Go to the special RSGB Join a Friend webpage to find all the information you'll need to take advantage of this offer, including a link to the online form at rsgb.org/join-a-friend. The latest Tonight at 8 webinar is taking place tomorrow, Monday the 8th of April. Whittam Reeve will be looking at high-frequency aurora reflections observed at Anchorage in Alaska in the United States of America. The presentation will include an overview of early investigations and concepts that underlie the observation of aurora reflections and instrumentation. It will also include a selection of spectrum images from 2020 showing aurora reflections. Watch this live presentation on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. To find out more, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. Are you making the most of the new amateur radio license conditions already? or are you still discovering what has changed and how it applies to you? The RCB website has a range of resources about the Ofcom consultation, the new licence conditions and where to find help and guidance. You'll find videos, summaries and links to Ofcom's documentation. This is also a good time to revalidate your licence. Go to rsgb.org/licence-review to find out more, and remember to be part of the RSGB AGM if you have a question you'd like to ask. A reminder that registration is open for Maritime Radio Day 2024, which takes place annually on the 14th and 15th of April. The event is held to commemorate the almost 100 years of wireless telegraphy service for seafarers, which ended with the closure of in the UK of Portishead Radio on the 30th of April in the year 2000. Commencing at 1200 UTC on the 14th of April and finishing at 2300 UTC on the 15th of April, this event is a great opportunity to have a QSO with ex-marine radio officers and coast station professionals who exchange details of their previous ships and coast stations. The mode of operation is CW, and all of the HF bands will be used, including the WARC bands. A certificate of participation will be issued to everyone who submits results. Amateur license holders are invited to register to take part as Friends of Maritime Radio Day. Shortwave listeners may also submit logs. For more information and to register, visit tinyurl.com/MikeRomeoDelta24. Lots of stations are on the air today to join in this year's Airfields on the Air event. Amateurs are invited to contact as many of the stations as possible. To learn more about the event and read a list of registered stations, visit tinyurl.com/2024AlphaOscarTangoAlpha, again in uppercase. Tomorrow, the 8th, a total solar eclipse will head towards the UK from the west. While not visible over the UK, it will likely affect transatlantic VLF and HF radio propagation. RSGB Propagation Committee Associate Member Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, has a particular interest in the effect of reduced ionisation during the eclipse on the second and third hops on 15 to 10 metre paths from the UK to North America. He encourages occasional whisper units to dust off their transmitters to operate on those bands from today, the 7th, through to Tuesday, the 9th of April, not just on the 8th, so as to provide results on undisturbed days. Now for details of rallies and events. Holsworthy Spring Rally is being held today at Holsworthy Livestock Market in Devon. The doors open to traders from 8 a.m. and to the public from 10 a.m. Wheelchair access, catering and free parking is available. For more information, email mike0oscarmikecharlie@mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's 38th QRP Convention will be held on Saturday the 20th of April at Digby Hall, Sherborne, Dorset, postcode Delta Tango 93 Alpha Alpha. The doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. and admission will be £3. The event will feature talks, traders, a bring and buy area, club stalls and a cafe. For more information, see yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com or email derekbowen1949@talktalk.net. Andover Radio Amateur Club boot sale is due to take place on Sunday the 21st of April at Wildhorn Village Hall, Tangley, Wildhorn, Andover, postcode Sierra Papa 110 Juliet Echo. The doors open at 10 a.m. for visitors and 9 a.m. for sellers. Entry will cost £2. The fee for a field pitch is £8, and the cost for a table in the hall will be £10. For more information, visit alpharomeoalpharcharlie.org.uk. For table bookings, email admin at alfaromeoalfacharlie.org.uk. Now the special event news. Special event station Gold Bravo Zero Whiskey Yankee Tango will be active from RAF Whiten. Join the Airfields on the Air event on the weekend of the 13th and 14th of April. This is the 12th year that a special event station has marked the event. The call sign will again be operated by RAF Air Cadet communication staff and club members from the Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Society. This year, due to restrictions, the activity will be run from a site just west of the main runway at Whiten. Operators will be active on the HF bands, subject to working conditions, using CW, Phone, RTTY, PSK31 and FT8. FM and SSB will also be in use on the 2-metre band. Lots of special event stations are on the air today for Autism Awareness Week. For more information, including a list of call signs that will be active, visit the Golf Bravo 2 Alpha Alpha page on QRZ.com. Now the DX News. A team of amateurs is active from Vanuatu, OC035, until the 11th of April. Operators will be QRV on the 40 to 6 metre bands using SSB, CW and FT8, QSL via OQRS. QSOs will be uploaded to ClubLog. What's the YJ0VK page at QRZ.com for updates. And the team of UK amateurs is about to set off an exhibition to the Isle of Col in the Inner Hebrides. The IOTA reference for the location is EU008. The team will be on the island on the afternoon of Sunday, the 14th of April, and is expected to be operating by the evening. The last day of operation will be the 20th of April. Operators expect to be active using CW, FT8 and SSB on most bands from 160 to 10 metres as well as the 2-metre band. The team has a portable station and hopes to activate each of the following worked all Britain squares. November mic 15, 16, 25 and 26. More details are available on GB0SIC's QRZ.com page. Now the contest news. FT4 International Activity Day started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 6th and ends at 1200 UTC today, Sunday the 7th. Using FT4 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your report. The SPDX contest started at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 6th and ends at 1500 UTC today. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. SP stations also send their province code. Today, the 7th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the Worked All Britain Data contest runs from 1000 UTC to 1400 UTC and from 1700 UTC to 2100 UTC. Using FT8, FT4, JS8, RTTY and PSK on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands, it sends a signal report serial number and Worked All Britain square. Club and multi-operator stations can only score points in either of the operating periods. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 17th of April. The full rules are available on the Worked All of Britain website. On Monday the 8th, the 80-metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using CW on the 80-metre band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 9th, the 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. Using FM on the 77s band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 9th, the 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 10th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 sems band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also, on Wednesday the 10th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 sems band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 11th, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using ALMOS on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 4th of April, 2024. Looking at the sun on Wednesday, the 3rd of April, you might be forgiven for thinking we are near sunspot minimum. With a near total lack of sunspots and a solar flux index of 112, the solar disk was looking pretty bare. Compare that with just 2 weeks ago when the solar flux index was sitting at 209 on the 23rd of March. But never fear, there seems to be some activity coming up. Two active regions, AR3627 and AR3628, have just rotated into view, but in the meantime, make the most of the geomagnetically quiet conditions. 10-meter propagation is still holding up, although you may find that the band opens a little later in the morning and shuts earlier in the afternoon. The 4X6TU and VK6RBP IBP beacons were both audible at 0945 UTC on the 4th, whilst China, Japan, Mongolia and Thailand were copyable on 10 meters FT8, even with the lowest solar flux index. Higher HF band propagation from the UK has moved from favouring North America to north-south paths, notably to South Africa and South America. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will rise a little, perhaps starting at around 135 and finishing at around 150. Geomagnetic conditions should be reasonably quiet with a maximum KP index of 3, unless we get a coronal mass ejection, which could send it soaring. As always, keep an eye on solarham.net for current conditions. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. There have been reports of trans-equatorial QSOs on 144 MHz from southern Africa to the southern Mediterranean. But here in the UK we can only dream due to our northerly location. The next period of weather is unfortunately shaping up to be the same as most of the recent ones, dominated by low-pressure systems driving active weather fronts across the British Isles. It means that proper conditions seem unlikely to feature much through to the end of the coming week. Rain scatter for the gigahertz bands remains the mode of choice, with help from some heavy April showers. Meteor scatter options are still best with random meteors before dawn, but we are getting closer to the April Lyrid shower later this month, so not long to wait now. The solar conditions have subsided a little recently, but remain in scope for further activity, especially since April can be one of the more active months for aurora. Watch out for fluttery signals on HF or VHF bands, use the various clusters, or save the frequency of one of the northern beacons in your rig's memory. In fact, this is a good time to suggest updating your list of favourite beacons on the 10, 6, 4 and 2 metre bands, since they'll be useful for the upcoming Sporadic E season too. It's a good time to take an early look at the Sporadic E prospects before it gets properly busy. Some background rules which may help are to use propquest.co.uk to see where the jet streams are, since sporadic E propagation is often associated with turbulence in regions of jet stream activity. Then look for a relatively low KP index. The other main rules are related to timing. Usually there are two windows of opportunity, one in the morning and a second in the late afternoon or early evening. However, at the beginning of the season, these are approximate. Sporadic E starts on the lower bands, like 10 metres, and if strong enough, will gradually extend to the higher bands. The 10 and 6 metre bands are probably the ones to check this month. For EME operators, moon declination goes positive again on Sunday, which is also moon perigee, closest point to Earth. So we'll see lengthening moon windows, increasing elevation, and low path losses. The 144 MHz sky noise is low until Monday's total solar eclipse, then moderate for the rest of the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. For the Southwest, centred on Bristol. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 PM. On Thursday, members are meeting online via Zoom. Contact is via Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. The North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16, Fort November Echo. Meetings start at 7 PM and talks start at 8 PM. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact via novemberbravoalpharomeocharlie.org.uk or through Dave, G7BYN, on 07533933831. Listen out for South Bristol Amateur Radio Club, which is taking part in the Airfields on the Air event today. Contact us via enquiries at sierrabravoalpharomeocharlie.co.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 PM at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30 AM. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 PM. Contact is Terry M0TJX Secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk or on 07889208090. Western Supermare Radio Society is having a meeting at Western Supermare Social Club on Monday from 7:30 PM. The Society's Thursday net takes place via the GB3WB repeater from 8 PM. Contact is via golf for Whiskey Sierra Mike .club. Now news for Wales. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30 PM. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 PM on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 PM, hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900-560-080. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Flonidale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 14, 6 Echo Alpha, at 7 PM every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 PM until 10:30 PM, most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz from 10 AM. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 PM. Contact is via Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. Rhonda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhonda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 41 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2 fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk. Contact is John GW4BUZ on 01443-432-542. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 PM at the St John's Ambulance Station, Line Road, Newport, postcode November Papa 205 Juliet Golf. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 MHz from 7 p.m. Or you can visit asksidealpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcon magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.